This is David Williams working with the Whitcliffe's Oral History Group, talking to Pauline Forty about her memories of life in Great Whitley.
Every year, in the week before Christmas, about 14 of us would go carol singing in Great Whitley. On the first day, I would ring up the people with big houses. Example, Brinton's, the Talbots, Dr. Johnson. And we would then go to their houses and sing for them. David Williams played the trumpet. We had a repertoire of about four hymns, and they were repeated many times in the evening. We were plied with alcoholic drinks and had a very happy evening. Next night, we would visit the Glebe, Bergmeyer's, Talbot's, etc., and always ended up at the 100 House. We all went home very happy. Can you imagine? I drove about 14 people around in a Volkswagen Dormobile whilst very happy. About 46 years ago, several people, me included, didn't want at that time to increase our families. The pill at that time was not invented, and we were all fitted with Dutch caps. Almost every one of us produced further offspring, virtually one after the other, within a month of each other. There was Anita Ree, the doctor's wife, Judy Goodman. Where did the doctor get his equipment from? And finally, we had a new vicar come to the village. It was called the Reverend Thorpe. And he came full of enthusiasm. And we thought, what a wonderful time we were going to have. But we soon got a little bit disillusioned. He used the telephone box by the 100 House a lot, and when asked why he used it, there were no mobile phones at that time, he said because it was secret parish business. But then Arthur Moore discovered that while he was working in the church, lots of people were putting the money in the offertory box, but when it was opened, there was no money hardly in the boxes. And it was discovered various money problems with the church. Eventually, the vicar was found out and he'd been helping himself to the church money. I had hundreds of phone calls, well, not quite hundreds, but from, because I was postmistress, from all the media, the newspapers, and they called us a nest of vipers, the village, because not a person in the village spoke to the newspapers or the media. And it was quite remarkable. But the final thing which I remember, a lot of us went to midnight mass at the chapel, and the Bishop of Worcester took midnight mass and he asked us all to pray and forgive the Reverend Thorpe, and we all got up and walked out.
You talked about being the postmistress. I can remember you used to be in the post office and do post office savings banks and postal orders and saving certificates for me.
Old-fashioned, there were no computers in those days. We had the post at 6:30 in the morning. John sorted it and the two postmen came. Don Bowen and Tyler, Frank Tyler, I think, was he called? I don't know. But they took the post round and then the shop was open until the staff came at 9:00 to work. And then I could feed the kids and get the kids off to school.
Perhaps you can confirm this. I have a recollection of the post office. You would go in through the brick porch where the post box used to be outside and then through the door. And I think, and perhaps you can correct me if I'm wrong, the post office counter used to be at the far end of the post office, on the right.
We had the whole shop converted to self-service. When we went there, you served people, and we had it converted to self-service. And I can recollect one day filling up the shelves. Some of you might remember boxes of Energen rolls. They were slimming rolls that you bought. They were in a big blue box. And I'd carried them out from the stockroom, put them on the shelf, and a mouse jumped out at me. I'd lifted it down and inside, and that mouse had made quite a nest. I shouted out, but I had to pretend it was a spider.
Yeah.
So the customers never knew. Because we had a cat, and she would let mice come in the house and sit and watch them. But she caught them all outside. But she thought they were pets when they were in there. It was quite a nice little business, but it was hard work with two kids.
Yes, that's right.